This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Slovakia's prime minister is in life-threatening condition after being shot on Wednesday, his Facebook profile says. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Slovakia's president says an attempt to assassinate the country's prime minister is an attack on democracy. President Zuzana Kaputova, a political rival of PM Robert Fico, said in a televised statement, a physical attack on the prime minister is first of all an attack on a person, but it's also an attack on democracy. Any violence is unacceptable. The hateful rhetoric we've been witnessing in society leads to hateful actions, she says. Please, let's stop it. Kaputova says the shooter was arrested but gave no details about him. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian forces have withdrawn from some parts of the country's northeast and were battling Russian troops in other areas. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky postponed all his upcoming foreign trips, underscoring the seriousness of the threat his soldiers are facing. Against that grim backdrop, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken sought to reassure the ally of continuing American support. He announced a $2 billion arms deal on Wednesday. Most of the money comes from a package approved last month. The top diplomat is in Ukraine as Russian troops press a new offensive in northeastern Ukraine's Kharkiv region. A member of Ukrainian parliament said on Wednesday the shortage of ammunition was the main reason Russian troops were able to make the unexpectedly fast advance in their latest offensive. Some Ukrainians think the weapons aid is too little and too late. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday fended off criticism that he is not planning for a post-war reality in the Gaza Strip, saying it's impossible to prepare for any scenario in the embattled Palestinian enclave until they defeat Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Netanyahu has faced increasing pressure from critics at home and allies abroad, especially the United States, to present a post-war plan for Gaza. Meanwhile, Palestinians are marking the 76th anniversary of mass expulsion from what is now Israel in the war surrounding the country's creation in 1948. The death toll from weekend flash floods and mudslides in Indonesia's West Sumatra province rose to at least 62 on Wednesday, authorities said, while rescuers are still searching areas near rivers for more people who are still missing. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
Survivors of the weekend flash floods and mudslides in Indonesia's West Sumatra are desperate to find missing loved ones. The disaster struck Tanah Datar, one of the three districts in West Sumatra, on Saturday evening. Heavy rains unleashed flash floods, landslides and cold lava flow, a mud-like mixture of volcanic ash, rock debris and water. The National Disaster and Management Agency will continue to search for the missing people and clean the main roads, its head said in a statement on Wednesday.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. France has declared a state of emergency in its overseas Pacific territory of New Caledonia after deadly protests by native-born pro-independence activists who oppose efforts to expand the voting rights of French residents. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Mainland France is glued to events thousands of kilometers away in the Pacific archipelago of New Caledonia, hit by its worst violence in decades. Fires were still burning there Wednesday after two straight days of rioting that killed several people and left hundreds more wounded. Protesters have looted shops and torched cars and buildings. Police have arrested hundreds, and French authorities extended a nighttime curfew. Lisa Bryant, VOA News, Paris.
A massive search is underway in France on Wednesday for a gang that killed two prison officers and seriously injured three others to free an inmate they were escorting. France's interior minister says unprecedented efforts are being deployed with hundreds of officers mobilized. The violence has shocked France. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.